Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative roots and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM for the best country.
Welcome, folks, to Three Chords and the Truth. My name is Paddy McHugh, and I'm here with my friend, confidant, and all-around legend, Jen Myers.
Hi, Paddy McHugh. I think you're an all-around legend, too, and I'm so glad that we're friends.
Oh, feel the love, people. Feel the love. Now, Jen, it's great to be back with you. You've been on tour, kicking around the country, and we haven't been here in the hot seat for a while, but it's good to be back.
It's so good to be back. It's good to look at your face across the microphones.
Oh, same to you.
Oh, buddy.
All right, well, look, we're going to start, as we always do, Jen, by acknowledging the Jagera people as the traditional custodians of the land where we sit today.
We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
That's right. Now, Jen, we're going to do a special show today because of some really sad news that came through in the alt country Americana community world this week, and that, of course, is the passing of Tom Petty at an unusually young age, I suppose.
He was 66 years old.
Yeah.
So that's pretty young. I had a bad day. I had a really bad day. Tom Petty is one of my biggest influences and greatest heroes. My favorite record is Tom Petty's Wildflowers. My 16-year-old years were listening to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Greatest Hits. Like, I think I've told the story on the show
before,
driving down the strip in my girlfriend's truck. And
yeah, your legs out the window.
Hooting and hollering, listening to Tom Petty's Greatest Hits. So, I mean, this will be a bit of a memorial, but it's more about celebrating the man and his music and the mark he left on a lot of people in this community. I didn't realize there were so many Tom Petty fans in this community until I heard about his passing and I saw people's Facebook posts and feeds. And then I realized that there's so many people that are as much in love with his music as I have always been. And he's a massive part of the influence of this community. So
absolutely. I think he cast quite a wide net, because not only did he do his own music as a solo artist and with the Traveling Wilburys and the Heartbreakers, and before that with Mudcrutch, he also worked collaboratively with many people. You know, obviously the big one that comes to mind is with Stevie Nicks. But, you know, as we're going to explore tonight, he did work with a lot of other artists in a lot of different ways. And I think that might be the reason why so many people actually have this personal connection to him, because he's just done so much.
He's done so much, and he's always stood up for the right thing. He's always called bullshit when it's been bullshit, and he's been a bastion of truth. He always has been. His music reflects that. He doesn't hide behind anything, so his authenticity is really, really genuine all the time. I mean, and there's all kinds of stories. I mean, the man's been through the ringer too, you know. Like, he grew,
it's not all good too, you know.
It's not all good. You know someone tried to burn down his house with him inside?
No, I didn't know that.
Full on arson, burned his whole house down with he and his wife and his kids inside, and everyone escaped with their lives. But he just thought, at the time, he thought, oh, it must be some mistake, you know, it's just faulty wiring. And the cops that were there, the arson investigators, were like, nope, that was arson. So I've heard him talk about how he had to just go on with life after that and continue being in the public eye and think there's somebody out there trying to kill me. You know, that's pretty crazy.
What a story. And I suppose it's just, you know, sums up the chaos of that kind of life he lived and all those crazy stories. But look, Jen, let's get into it with the music. You know,
yeah, man.
You picked this first one, and I think it's appropriate. Tell us about it.
Well, I figure we have to go with the very first single that was ever released. It's on the self-titled album, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, that was released in 1976. I play this song in most of my shows and finished my Dashville set with it, so it felt appropriate. This is Breakdown.
Thank you. you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you owe. There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. Is it all there is to say? Through the night, break down, break down. I'm standing here, can you see? Break down, it's alright. It's alright. It's alright.
Are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. That last track that you heard was Tom Petty, I Need to Know. We're doing all Tom Petty songs because sadly this week it marked his passing. We're going to just keep rolling on with these Tom Petty songs. And this next one is a Jen Myers cover of one of Tom's songs that we're going to do here live in the studio, and it's called Listen to Her Heart.
You think you're gonna take her away? your money and your cocaine. You keep thinking that a man is gonna change, but I know everything is okay. She's gonna listen to her heart. It's gonna tell her what to do. She might need a lot of loving, but she don't need you. You want me to think that I'm being used. You want her to think it's over. You can't see, it doesn't matter what you do. But you don't even know her. She's gonna listen to her heart. It's gonna tell her what to do. She might need a lot of loving, but she don't need you. Just can't creep up behind her, and you can't understand that she's my girl. She's my girl. She's gonna listen to her heart. It's gonna tell her what to do. She might need a lot of loving, but she don't need you. Yeah, she might need a lot of loving, but she don't.
Just smile.
Those two songs you just heard were Don't Do Me Like That by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Refugee, also by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. This is the Tom Petty, My Heart's Broken show. both of those tunes were from the amazing Damn the Torpedoes record that came out in 1979. And there's so much that can be said about that record that I'm not even going to, everybody has their own feeling. If, when you see a Tom Petty record and it's got Tom with a guitar standing by himself, all skinny and red covered, that's Damn the Torpedoes. And that's like the essential, like if you're going to start someplace, it's not the beginning, but it is a very good place to start.
Speaking of the beginning so far, correct me if I'm wrong, we've been playing things in chronological order in terms of how he's put it out. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have. I think we're going to stick to that, too. We're going to try to, because I kind of feel like you get the arc of things if you go chronological. And we're not going to play every great Tom Petty song, because literally there are so many. Like, you go to a Tom Petty concert, and, like, because I've never been to a live one, but I've watched them, and you could just see people go, oh, yeah, he wrote that. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. You know, they know all the tunes.
Yeah.
It just, like, hits you in the chest at how many great songs there are.
Yeah, and spanning such a long career as well. So, you know, we'll follow that journey. And what, we're at 79 now.
Yeah, we're at 79. I reckon we got to play one more from Damn the Torpedoes just because it was so pinnacle, such a pinnacle record. And this is one of my favorite tunes. It's Even the Losers.
It's
You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers.
Thank you for joining us on Three Chords and the Truth. Just before the sweeper there, you actually heard Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with You Got Lucky, and that song was written with his guitarist by the name of Mike Campbell. Yeah. And, of course, we're doing all these Tom Petty songs because, sadly, last week Mr. Tom Petty left us. Yes. Prematurely.
Prematurely. He had a cardiac arrest, old Tom, at 66 years old.
There was a bit of a weird thing about, did he pass away?
And LAPD did something weird and preemptively called his death, like someone called it, and then his daughter was reaching out on socials going, my dad's, you know, not dead yet, and he's still on life support. But then over hours and hours, it slowly leaked out that he was actually brain dead and that they were going to pull the life support, and they did. So yeah. It was very traumatic. It was a very hard way to go through that.
Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, normally you get some sad news like that and you kind of, you get that, just, you know, just process it, you know, like you just take it on board. But, you know, the back and forth and the who's, it was all a bit strange, really.
Usually when it's over, you know it's over and that's it. And you don't have to deal with the, oh, but he might pull through a bit. And, you know, like all of us fans out there, we were all hoping he would pull through, because recently we've had a few, like Joni Mitchell had a close call a couple years ago and she pulled through.
Mm.
So like
Keith Richards got hit in the head with a coconut, fell over a tree or something like that. I can't remember, you know.
I'm sure there's a lot of other things that have happened to Keith over the years, but he's like a cockroach. He's never going to die.
But look, let's not get bogged down in the whole death part. Because absolutely. Part of the reason that we're doing this is you know, a celebration of his life, his musically and his work. And and speaking of his work, up until this point in the show, it's all been sort of the earlier Tom Petty stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff with the Heartbreakers. But one thing that Tom Petty is very, very much known for is, of course, his solo career, because he left the Heartbreakers. Well, he didn't leave them. He left them behind. But he actually brought them into the studio, which is kind of a weird thing as well.
Yeah.
So he did his solo stuff, but it was the same musicians. And it was his solo stuff. That's how he sold it. That's how he put it out there. And
yeah, I reckon for Tom it was like, okay, so with the Heartbreakers, it was always about a sound. So the songs that fit with that sound were those songs. And
it was very electric too, you know, a lot of the Heartbreaking stuff. It's quite electric.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And then his first solo record was Full Moon Fever, and that happened in 1989. And that's got a lot of the most well-known hits on it, like I Won't Back Down and Running Down a Dream and Free Fallin' and You're So Bad.
Mm.
And a lot of the dudes from the Heartbreakers are on that record, much like the Wildflowers record. It's mostly the Heartbreakers that are there.
Yeah, And do you think that maybe was a choice because, you know, they didn't seem like Heartbreaker songs, and so he wanted to, you know, make sure that people were hearing it in a different way, you know?
Yeah, I think they really narrowed down a sound on the Heartbreakers records, and for Tom to go solo, it allowed him to explore more sonic options and songs that might not be quote-unquote Heartbreaker songs. And and what I find interesting is you just never hear of someone going solo and then going back with the band and then going solo and then going back with the band. And it's just unheard of in the world of music, and which shows a lot of good communication between Tom and the band. And they were together for 40 years. Three solo records in those 40 years. That says a lot.
Yeah, because normally when an artist goes solo, like, you know, like, generally speaking, it's like, something's happened. There's been a rift, and it's like,
someone gets a big head and they go and do their own thing, or there's been a rift in the band or something like that. Usually there's some kind of controversy.
Yeah, but not in this case.
No.
All right, well, let's, you mentioned this record. Let's play a track off it, hey?
Rightio, let's do it. Let's start with I Won't Back Down. Everyone knows that song. Apparently, that song came out in like 10 minutes, and Tom was really concerned. After he wrote it, he thought it was too direct and too straightforward, and the guys that were there were like, no, man, it's good. It's what you need. And I think that was the song that came from the arson, the house on fire thing.
That you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, they burned his house down, and he was like, well, here I am. This is me. I'm not going to hide or anything like that.
Wow, what a response to that. And, you know, most people would pack it in or give up or whatever. But
it was just a really dangerous situation. You know, his whole family was there.
And he said he just goes and writes, you know, one of the most memorable songs of all time.
And no wonder it took him only 4 or 5 minutes to write, because that's it.
All right, Jen, we've been talking too much. Let's just play Tom Petty. Let's do this.
I Won't Back Down.
Well, I won't My sister got lucky, married a yuppie, took him for all he was worth. Now she's a swinger, dating a singer. I can't decide which is worse, but not me, baby. I've got you to save me. Oh, you're so bad. Best thing I ever had. So bad. My sister's ex-husband can't get no loving. Walks around all faced and hurt. Now he's got nothing, head in the oven. I can't decide which is worse, but not.
That was Tom Petty on his solo album, Full Moon Fever, with You're So Bad.
Now, Jen, so far, everything we've done has been in chronological order, and I'm going to ruin that right now.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, I know you're all over this, and you've got your little sheet in front of you, all your Tom Petty songs, but we've got to play, which for many people who aren't big fans of Tom Petty, the song that I suppose put him on the radar for many people when he teamed up with Stevie Nicks.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And did the duet Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
Stop Dragging My Heart Around, of course.
You know, and for me, that was definitely one of the first, you know, my first introductions into Tom Petty.
Yeah.
And the popularity of that song. And
because you'd just been a diehard Stevie Nicks fan forever.
That's right. No, but look, you know, it's a very popular song and you hear it everywhere, and particularly sort of, you know, like yeah, it's a karaoke classic as well. Like I've heard it many times at karaoke bars, man. And in those environments, you know, when there's a guy and a chick want to get up and sing a song, usually that's like a go-to. So, but look, we're going to not play the Tom Petty version today because
the Tom Petty Stevie Nicks version, Stevie Nicks which everybody version. Knows.
That's right, you know, because you know you can go and hear that anywhere. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to play something that I found on the interwebs. A cover of this song by a New York singer called Sharon Van Etten, singing with a band from somewhere in the States called Shearwater. And this cover, when I first heard it, it just really blew my mind. It's like, you know, it's very hard to top a song like that with Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
But somehow I think they really captured that essence of the duet and them singing and the intensity of it. And so they've taken someone else's song and I really think they've nailed it in its delivery and just hit it right on the head, and I love it and I just want to play it. So.
Well, let's do it then, buddy. Let's play it.
All right, so this is Sharon Van Etten and Shearwater covering Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks, Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. There's someone I used to see, but she don't give a damn for me. Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint and turn the radio loud. I'm too alone to be proud, and you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me. People come, people go. Some grow young, some grow cold. Let's get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Let's head on down the road. There's somewhere I gotta go, and you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels. So let's get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Let's head on down the road. There's somewhere I gotta go, and you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels. No, you don't know how it feels.
That was You Don't Know How It Feels from my favorite record of all time, Wildflowers, Tom Petty. Oh, man, that whole record. I wish I could play the whole record for everybody right now, just back to front.
Well, if you enjoyed that, we encourage you to go and do exactly that.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Look, now, Jen, it's our favorite time of the show. It is shout-out time.
Oh, it's shout-out time, y'all.
That's correct. And this week's shout-out goes to all the mob listening in Wilcannia.
Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service at 103.1 Wilcannia River Radio.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop, Wilcannia.
All right, Jen, so we're doing Tom Petty. Where are we going next?
All right, we are going to go to a really cool cover that I just saw on Facebook today. So we're just literally ripping it off of Facebook. It's Jordy Lane and Claire Reynolds with their cover of Tom Petty's Room at the Top.
I got room at the top of the world tonight. I can see everything tonight. I got a room where everyone can have a drink and forget those things that went wrong. In their life I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got room at the top of the world tonight, and I ain't coming down no way. I got over $1,000 in the bank and I'm all right. Look deep in the eyes of love. Look deep in the eyes of love and find out what you looking for. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight, and I ain't coming. I know I ain't coming down.
I wish I could feel you tonight, little one, you're so far away. I wanna reach out, touch your heart. Yeah, like they're doing those things on TV. I love you, please love me. I'm not so bad, and I love you. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight, and I ain't coming. Hey.
that was beautiful.
Yeah, that was really good. Go Jordy Lane and Claire Reynolds for doing that. It was really cool.
Yeah. Well, Jen, that brings us to the end of our Tom Petty celebration show. You got anything you want to say before we sign off?
Tom Petty, you're my hero, and rest in peace. And you did a good job, a really, really good job, man.
Mm. All right, what are we going to go out on?
We're going to go out on this really great song from the record Mojo that was put out in 2010 by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It's called I Should Have Known It. I've been listening to it all week last week before any of this happened. I've just been putting this song on repeat. And yeah, I was in a Tom Petty frame of mind. And yeah, I just can't stop listening to this tune right now. So it's what I'm choosing.
Cool.
All right, man.
Thanks, Jen. Until next time.
Thanks, Patty. Love you, dude.
Gonna hurt me.